We are back here at the 2025 Historic Farm Days. This is Jesselyn Eisenman here in the one-room schoolhouse that was built here a long time ago. And there's a lot of history, and the lady who is going to be telling us about this history is Debbie Deramaya. Debbie, how are you so far today?
This is good. It's going to be a good day. Busy and good. But my one-room schoolhouse was built in 1875, and they used it up until the 1950s. That's a long time span. We see a lot of difference in the desks, the model of the desks. And they closed it in the 50s because the school buses arrived, and they took the country kids then to the town. So the little one-room schoolhouses remodeled into houses or sheds or whatever. But I found this one in Rantoul about 5 years ago. It was deteriorating, and it was in a grove, and I'd only see it along Route 45 in the winter time when the leaves were off, and I would talk to this little place and say, "You belong at Penfield." And I found the attorney for the family, and we were able to get it for $10, but it cost us $11,000 to move it 20 miles. And it took all day to move it because of power lines and bridges and all that. But here today in my one-room schoolhouse, we have a lot of history. We talk about George Washington, the independence, the Declaration of Independence. We've got Lincoln. I've got maps of the population of the United States in the 1800s, how the first half of the country is populated and the last half, the west part of the country, has 2 people per mile, per square mile. We have a lot of books that were donated to us from that time period, fiction and then what was taught back then. This schoolhouse was more of a wealthier farmer's buildup, and we can tell that because it has a slate backboard, blackboard. Not all schools had that. This one, it's deteriorated, but it's original, and that I'm proud of that too. It also has holes in the blackboard worn into the slate. That was noses that bad boys had to put their nose in the blackboard and stand there until the teacher dismissed them. But there's holes worn in the stone. We had a Mr. Thomas from Ludlow who would sit here, and he actually went to this school, and he showed us which nose hole was his. But I have pictures. A lot of the club members have brought pictures that they have of themselves in the one-room school pictures. And the thing that I love to look at is the war years. The boys are barefoot. They came to school barefoot, no shoes. They might have Sunday shoes if their older brother outgrew them. But and then the girls are in a colorful dress that mom probably made from a feed sack or a seed sack that the farmer bought, and she made a dress out of, colorful dress. So our one-room schoolhouse also has a unique feature that shows how wealthy this school was. It has an indoor-outdoor plumbing, an indoor-outhouse pot that drops straight down to the foundation. And my own mom went to one-room schoolhouse like that, and she said the kids did not notice any smells. They took care of the farmer would put lime down. And they were very happy for that in the winter. They didn't have to go outside to go to the bathroom. The last thing I'd point out is a water bucket, water pail, with a dipper. So the kids would line up and they would all take a drink from the dipper. Next kid, all the way down the line. So if Johnny had a runny nose, probably tomorrow Timmy had a runny nose. They just all drank out of the same cup. I find that unusual for today's COVID era, but we have a teacher this year that'll be here holding class at 11 Friday and Saturday.
This is wonderful. Make sure to come out and check this one-room schoolhouse. There's history and memories behind every single piece of artwork and woodwork here in this building. You have done a phenomenal job, Debbie, restoring this. I mean, the flooring, the stage, the pictures, the desks, everything. The piano looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for doing this for Penfield here at for the Historic Farm Days.
Yes, thank you for your interest, and I hope people do come out and see it.
This is Jesselyn Eisenman here in the one-room schoolhouse, joined with Debbie Deramaya here at the 2025 Historic Farm Days in Penfield, Illinois. Make sure to come out and check this wonderful exhibit.